SportsMap Radio Network, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code SportsMap Radio for 20% off. Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, 28 minutes from now, Lonnie Unser is going to join us. She is the latest member of the Unser Auto Racing family. We'll talk to her about the upcoming career and things that she is doing and what it's like to grow up Unser. But we got the good, the bad, and the dumb now. We are the midweek version of this, so if you've been feeling a little down this week or you've been feeling a little up, it really doesn't matter because the Wednesday good is what the Wednesday good is. And what is the Wednesday good?
Dear Tiger.
Oh, I saw this. Yeah.
Thank you for all that you've done for this great game of golf. No one has benefited more than me, and I just wanted you to know I appreciate you and all you've done. That's all. Thank you.
Darren Rovell had a good retweet. This is Phil Mickelson tweeting out to Tiger Woods.
He says, a little love letter.
Is this Phil Mickelson breaking Tiger's retirement? I got a little panicky for a second.
So I said,
what is this? Like, I ran to the news sites to see, did Tiger just announce he's done with golf forever? Like, that's it? He's finished?
You know, or is Phil announcing that he's moving on to the senior tour?
Yeah, that's it.
That was the other aspect of it?
That was the other one, yeah.
But
why is Phil Mickelson doing this?
Well,
trolling, having fun?
According to him, random appreciation.
Come on, that's baloney, right? Are we buying that? Are we buying that excuse?
I mean,
is he?
No.
I'm not. Phil doesn't seem like he... This is Phil trolling, isn't it? Phil...
It's got to be.
Like, he knows he can make a stir on the web, and he can make people question it and make people, you know, go, what does this mean? What are you doing? And he's just like, I'm having a good time. I'm poking a little fun. Tiger might be done. I don't know if he is or not, but I'm just saying, you know.
I did, like, there was one tweet. I wish I could find it. Somebody replied to it going, you know, like, yeah, but if Tiger wasn't there, you probably would have won a few of those majors. But on the other hand, you wouldn't have had all those houses or those airplanes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And it's very true. I mean, because of Tiger, you know, golfers, the money that golfers were able to make escalated.
There was a time where playing professional golf on the PGA Tour, if you got your PGA Tour card, you made it through qualifying. You were going from tournament to tournament. You could barely make a living because you weren't getting paid if you missed the cut. You'd have some sponsors, but they would go quickly if you weren't making it. And even if you won, you might make enough, even not won, but let's say you finished 30th and you made the cut, you might make enough money to get to the next tour stop. Like, you have to pay your travel and your caddy and all that other stuff. Now the money is exponential. It's crazy. I mean, when I was growing up, the winner would, you know, of a PGA Tour tournament in the late 80s would win like $180,000. That's a lot of money. But now, like, it's $1.3 million, like, for winning basic tournaments, not majors or anything.
Not the majors.
$1.2, $1.1. It's $1 million bucks win a tournament.
And for a lot of them, they have to travel to every single tournament.
Yeah.
Just to keep food on the table.
And that's and all of that money increase has come from Tiger. Like, all of it. I mean, there's just nobody that moved the needle like that. And you're right, Phil benefited tremendously because Phil won a good amount of majors, but it wasn't all the majors. Phil playing as good as he was in the last 25 years has allowed him to finish fifth and make 900,000 or fourth and make whatever. And it's built his wealth up tremendously. He makes like $50 million a year.
I mean, it's one of those situations now in a golf tournament, even like the basic ones, if you finish in the top 10, you're getting close to being set for life.
Yeah.
I mean, I always think about that when I see some
young kid wins a PGA Tour event. I see him get a check for $1.3 million. And I'm like, that's crazy. He just got out of Q school and he won like this Minnesota event or something. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. It's an amazing amount of money.
I'm already forgetting. Was it, who won the US Open? Colin?
Oh, Colin Morikawa.
Yeah. I mean,
PGA.
I mean, he just, I mean, he kind of is breaking onto the scene. What he's been golfing the PGA Tour for like a year now.
Yeah.
Or two, maybe longer. I don't know. But I mean, this was his first
23.
This is his first time where we really got to hear him. I mean, and you know, already, I mean, sponsorships. I mean, it's a gravy train. It all points back to Tiger.
So well done, Phil. Well done, Phil, for going on Twitter, making this a conversation. Which I think was your intent this whole time.
Maybe.
Random appreciation.
Or maybe it's just a troll job. Another person did say that, you know, he lost a bet. So maybe that's it.
Maybe that's true. that's another good point.
We can't ever discount that because we know these guys on tour like to bet. And maybe between him and Tiger, they had a bet going on. And Tiger just threw out there, instead of money, because these guys have, you know, just, you know, they wipe their nose with a $100 bill.
Especially Phil.
Maybe it was just like, you know what? If you lose, if you don't birdie this hole, you got to tweet out something to appreciate me.
Is Phil Mickelson, Phil Mickelson is a funny athlete because there's a part of him that we know he's such a great golfer, but there's something about him where you know he has a lot of money. Like the way he lives, you know, he has a jet, there's something about the way he goes about it. It's like, you know, he's rich.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know, but he's very wealthy. So, especially when he won the money off Tiger in that match.
But he's still a nice guy.
Still a cool guy, really. Signs autographs all day long. He's been great.
He didn't yell at my son when my son was crying during his backswing.
So right.
I always appreciate that, Phil.
That's right. What's the bat of the day?
The bat of the day is a couple of pilots who were on approach to LAX reported seeing the same thing. They were in different airplanes, but reported seeing a man in a jetpack flying at their level, a couple thousand feet up into the air.
Wow, really?
Yeah, which is a big no-no.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to make of it. I mean, there's that infamous video of, like, you know, the jetpacks flying next to, what the heck is that airline? Dubai airline?
Right.
You know, Emirates. And, you know, there's a couple of jetpacks that are flying, you know, side by side next to an Emirates plane flying over Dubai. And it was a big old thing. And I think Red Bull might have sponsored it. I don't know. But this is just some random individual, I guess, who had a jetpack and was flying eye level. And they both, you know, two separate pilots in different planes on their final approach were talking about, like, Tower, you know, can you check on something? I see a man in a jetpack flying next to me.
All right. Hear me out. I don't want to be morbid here, but hear me out. You know how they say, like, if you lay on a train track and a train is coming and the conductor sees you, he cannot stop. He just will not be able to stop.
Yeah, there's nothing he can do.
He can put on the brakes as soon as he sees you, but good chance he's running over you.
Yeah, you're still buying a new suit jacket when you're done.
Would that be the same in a fighter? If you're flying and a guy in a jetpack is kind of hovering in your land as you're landing the plane, you don't avoid that. Do you just go, I can't swerve out of the way?
Yeah.
Like if I hit him, I hit him, but I'm carrying like 250 souls back here. I can't just.
Well, it's the same thing. Like when we're taught driver's ed, and if a dog is to run across the road, they don't tell you to swerve. They say it's unfortunate, but you don't swerve because of other cars around you.
Exactly.
Even though we still all swerve because we don't want to hit a dog. But you're supposed to just plow right through. I mean, and this airplane's coming in for a landing.
It's going. I don't know how close, 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, I don't know how close the jetpack was, but it was close enough for them to notice it out their window and see that there was a guy flying around over LAX. And I don't know the last time you flew into LAX. I have many times. It's flying over downtown.
Yeah,
it's flying. Where the airport is. I mean, the airport's located near the ocean, unless they do a huge roundabout, which they never do because there's always wind coming off the ocean. So they always fly over the city. It's one of my favorite airports to land to because you can look down and see all these different landmarks.
Wow.
And so they're flying over Hollywood.
Just flying around. That's crazy. All right, what's the dumb of the day? Because that's close to the dumb of the day.
It is close to the dumb of the day, but this guy takes the cake. It's dumb, but it's good.
Okay.
And there was a guy in Lincoln, Nebraska, who decided to take his fight to the city council and talk about one of America's great controversies.
All right.
Lincoln has the opportunity to be a social leader in this country. We have been casually ignoring a problem that has gotten so out of control that our children are throwing around names and words without even understanding their true meaning and treating things as though they're normal. I go into nice family restaurants and I see people throwing this name around and pretending as though everything is just fine. I'm talking about boneless chicken wings. I propose that we as a city remove the... I propose that we as a city remove the name boneless wings from our menus and from our hearts. These are our reasons why. Number one, nothing about boneless chicken wings actually come from the wing of a chicken. We would be disgusted if a butcher was mislabeling their cuts of meats, but then we go around and pretending as though the breast of the chicken is its wing. Number two, boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. I don't go to order boneless tacos. I don't go and order boneless club sandwiches. I don't ask for boneless auto repair. It's just what's expected. And then number three, we need to raise our children better. Our children are raised being afraid of having bones attached to their meat. That's where meat comes from. It grows on bones. We need to teach them that the wing of a chicken is from a chicken, and it's delicious. I propose that we rename boneless wings in the city of Lincoln. We can call them buffalo-style chicken tenders. We can call them wet tenders. We can call them saucy nugs or trash. We can take these steps and show the country that where we stand and that we understand that we've been living a lie for far too long. And we know it because we feel it in our bones.
Wow. He has got me convinced.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good, well thought out speech
that he took to the city council.
Yeah, that's I like that. Good. Well,
it's I mean, it's not,
is he doing this to? I don't know. What's his purpose? Like, why can't you just say I don't boneless know. Chicken? Just don't order them. What are you doing?
I mean, it's you know, the way he starts off. Obviously, it sounds like he's going to go a different direction. Right. I mean, he sounds like, you know, this word is just being used too much. And right. given the context of what's going on in this country, you your mind just goes all over the place about, well, okay, what word is he talking about? Because there's so many. And then he just goes off into this boneless chicken wing rant. Now, listen, I'm like, I'm a fan of boneless chicken wings, but yeah, I'd never think of them as boneless chicken wings.
Yeah. I mean, that's
I don't know
the
what
thing.
Else. Boneless wing. I mean, it's just
call
that's,
them.
That's what they are called, though. I mean, literally, they're chicken nuggets.
They're just nuggets. That's all they are. He's got a good point, right? Like, he is right. You don't want to raise your kids to think bones to meat are bad. Bones is where you can get good flavor.
Yeah,
like a bone-in ribeye or a T-bone steak. I mean, this is where you get the flavor from.
It is terrible that he makes some valid points to this.
Yeah, I know.
And this, and it's like, God, we need this to go viral because.
So he's not arguing to take it off the menu. He's
no,
arguing
not at
to
all.
Change the language.
Yeah, he just wants to, you know, just update it.
He's got it. Well, that's a good point. But at the same time, going to city council with this, he could have done better if he just started some fun YouTube advertising,
Maybe this is the way it happens.
Maybe it does. Maybe this is how it goes viral.
Maybe this is how change takes place in America.
That's right.
You start off small and then it keeps growing.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Wednesday, brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots, giving you sustained energy without the sugar jitters or crash. They get 5-star reviews all the time. It's fantastic. Tastes good, too, and gives me the energy I need. All-natural ingredient, DBHB. Powerfuls. They revs up your metabolism, turns your body into a fat-burning machine in only minutes, so feel energized while shedding unwanted pounds. Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. All right, Lonnie Unser is going to join us in 10 minutes, as we'll talk to her about her racing career, or 15 minutes, I should say, as we continue with Wake Up Call.